Father, working on that, we are going to have a short question period for all the speakers, and so if I can invite them back up to the table, and we'll give this another minute or so. I think we'll go ahead and go on with the questions, and if this comes on, we'll stop and watch it and proceed. So let's open it up for questions for any of our speakers. Yes, ma'am?
What is your projection on your
eco-village?
Might want to repeat the question.
She asked what the projection was when we have the eco-village built. The plan, we're looking at 3 to 5 years, and the board has prioritized the restoration of the kind of that lower riparian zone there where the old swim and tennis center and those courts and all that. That's our first phase, is to restore that and create the trail system to, you know, allow the public in there. But there are two little stone houses there that we rent those out currently now, so people can come and visit that way as well.
Any more for any of our speakers? Yes, sir, up here. You'd speak loudly.
I have a question for David. I'm interested in you gave a long list of all your partnerships, right? And developers were on there, and I'm interested sort of in how you're partnering with those bigger, sort of major players, for example, the major water providers in the area. Now, how can we get this from what seems to be illustrated in your talk about some universal challenges in conservation, and we do all these really great things at the local level, but we still have
Well, that's a great question, because it's a very complex situation. Our biggest challenge, I think, as far as water purveyors there, is we have Aqua Texas, which is a private utility that operates that system where Wood Creek North is, and their motivation is purely profit. So they have not been, you know, very susceptible to working with us as far as conserving. They lose about 50% of their water through their water lines, and they won't repair those lines. I mean, and they don't have a motivation to do it. We've been working very closely with the Groundwater Conservation District. We've had workshops with them and the Aqua Texas on helping them to realize it was in their interest to fix this. But we see that as a major problem, having privatizing this groundwater. And I think our main effort there is education and research. If we have the data which we're collecting, we can start to give that to policymakers to inform them so they can make better decisions. Part of that that watershed protection plan would be actually a decision-making model that the local officials could use as a means to estimate what kind of impact certain types of developments would have and how much that would cost and what they would need to do to mitigate those impacts as far as water quality. But the groundwater problem, I don't see us solving that with building big water lines down there either. There's not enough available, and there's a lot of downside with that. Land conservation, working with private landowners, is going to be our best and most cost-effective method, I believe. But the partnerships, it's the only way a small group can get its capacity bigger is by bringing others that have, you know, other skills and resources together and acting more as a kind of a facilitator in a sense.
Okay. We'll hold the questions for just a moment. Do that. Thank you. Can we take a couple more questions, Laura? Just two more, please. Anybody else have a question for any of the speakers?
care is so important to them. And really, it varies. Like, once you do the heavy portion of the mechanical clearing, and that usually runs about 200 an acre. That's a pretty heavy investment. When you go back in, our plan is to raise fire to kind of reestablish the low shrubbery. And that can be done on 12 to 15 an acre if you hire companies to do it. If you have wildfire, it usually happens for free. Texas Wildlife Association, which is one of the sponsors here, they have a liability insurance package that you can get through them, and it's based upon annual revenue. So if you say you're going to make $10,000 a year, it costs so much. If you make $100,000 a year, it costs so much. But it covers liability for them.
Okay, well, one more. This gentleman put his hand up.
Lila,
yes,
and his comments about preserving his property. And it reminds me of the story somebody said a long time ago about whiskey for drinking and water for biking.
Yep. He had some illustrations, didn't he? All right. Just join me in thanking all of these fine speakers. It's an excellent session. We appreciate it very much.